It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The season's in full swing. Action is still unfolding, so head over to DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. So many storylines across both pro and college sports. This is the time to check out all that DraftKings has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet. They cover with risk-free Sunday betting. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover you up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out and site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with recruiting expert Greg Pickle. And Greg, let's talk a bit about recruiting.
Let's do it.
A couple reasons for this conversation. Penn State did pick up a recruit this week. Also, they played Ohio State, which is cause for Penn State fans to look across the field, and they see all of those 4- and 5-star recruits on the other side and say, why not us? But let's start with the positives. Penn State picked up a commitment for the 2022 class in Anthony Ivey, a 4-star wide receiver from Lancaster, PA. And that's good news for several reasons. First of all, he's a 4-star wide receiver. That's good. He's among the top 10 recruits in Pennsylvania. That's good. He's a wide receiver, and, you know, picking up a high-end wide receiver is always a good thing. Greg, what could you tell us about Anthony Ivey?
Yeah, a really super talented player out of Central Pennsylvania. This is a guy who Penn State was recruiting for a really long time. I did not expect his recruitment to wrap up this soon, but if it was going to end at this point, Penn State was always going to be the leader in the clubhouse for the Manheim Township 4-star, 5'11", 170, just a really, really solid high school football player. And he works out with Bo Prabula. So there's obviously already a connection there between quarterback and receiver, and Bo Prabula just beat up a very good Central Dauphin team last week in the playoffs. So he is going to, you know, he's only listed as a 3-star right now, Jim. That's a guy that's going to see his star rating grow. So that's the positive for Penn State. Here's the negative. Those kids aren't signing this December. They're signing next December. And guess what? If Penn State continues on this kind of rough trajectory that it's on in the next couple of weeks with the rest of the regular season to go, they might lose some of these guys. I mean, we've seen Penn State start hot before only to have a spring of decommitments. And I don't know if this group is like that. We're still learning about some of these guys, but it's going to be a concern because other teams are going to be able to use Penn State struggles to their advantage when trying to, you know, negatively recruit against the Lions.
You can't let us just go with a positive note here, Greg, can you?
No. I mean, I hate to look at it that way, Jim, but it's just a fact of the matter that Penn State is recruiting well in that cycle. It's also not playing well on the field right now. And sometimes those things go hand in hand to cause you problems. So, you know, for Penn State, hopefully they, I'm sure there are many people out there hoping that they can right the ship and get right against Maryland and then have a much better season from there. You know, we've seen Penn State's 0-2 for the first time since 2012, but it's lost two games in a row before. And then we've seen it go on some pretty crazy runs. We'll see if this year that's in the cards, because it will certainly help this recruiting class if it is.
It certainly will. Now, I'll put the positive spin on it. I think when you have relationships among the players, like you said about quarterback commitment, Bo Prabula being close with Anthony Ivey. I think those things help in cementing the commitment of these players. I think the fact that there are several Pennsylvania players already committed and potentially more of them, exponentially the chance of a decommittal happens the further away the player is. If the players are from Texas or California or Florida, as opposed to Pennsylvania, you see it's more often that you see those decommitments. But looking at this class right now, and I'm talking about the 2022 class, not the 2021 class, you have three players from the top 10 in Pennsylvania, a total of seven commitments, which has them ranked second in the country in 2022. And you mentioned Bo Prabula being a three-star player right now. He's the only three-star. Everybody else in this class is a four-star, correct?
That is correct, yeah. And I think Bo Prabula will be moved to a four-star as soon as the next 2021 rankings are done, Jim. So I think that is only a matter of time until he sees an upgrade there. So, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. This is the kind of class that Penn State could really change its outlook with. There's no question. If all of these guys, and maybe if they add a Mekhi Flowers, if they add some of these other top targets, I mean, you know, we've talked a lot since the Micah Parsons class about Penn State having a class that, having a class that can really change things, Jim. And this group could possibly be it. The problem is it going to arrive too late to really make a huge difference? That's something we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, the class of 2021 at this point is number 31 nationally. It moves up a little bit in the rankings, but they're number 8 in the Big Ten, Jim. And that's just not what Penn State fans are used to. And it's certainly been strange to watch this year play out. But then you go to the 2022 class and they're number 2 in the country, number 1 in the Big Ten. So, you know, again, there are reasons to be positive, but also reasons to be negative. It just depends on how you want to look at it.
Well, in the last couple of years, the issues I got to get my years correct here. In 2020, they had a large number of upside guys, but not that those elite players, those five-star guys. And if there's been a criticism over the last couple of years with this Penn State recruiting, it's they have missed out on those. And they're probably not alone in that, because when you see the guys that you're missing out on, Julian Fleming to Ohio State, Brian Bresee to Clemson, you know, you're seeing guys go to Ohio State, to Clemson, to Oklahoma. I know Nolan Rucci went to Wisconsin, a little bit different situation there, but they've been losing out on the big stars. Now, this Ohio State game the other day brought up another conversation, and I heard this from multiple Penn State fans. Where's Julian Fleming? He's not out on the field. Shouldn't he have gone to Penn State instead of Ohio State? And I'll just ask it in a more general way. Will there be a point where these kids start to say, you know what, if I go to Ohio State, I'm a highly ranked wide receiver, but there's also three others in my class. There were three others in the class preceding me, and there'll be three more in the class after me. I could get lost in the shuffle very quickly. Is that ever going to happen?
No, I think that's been something that Penn State fans have used as a crutch to explain or find hope in recruiting over the last few years, Jim. And guess what? Julian Fleming probably wants to be on the field, but he also probably likes to win, and he wouldn't be doing that at Penn State right now. So, would it be – I mean, I think in some recruitments, you will get a guy who says is dead set on playing immediately as a freshman, and he can look at the pitcher and look at the board and say, okay, this is where I can get on the field fastest. I'm going there. So I think Penn State could win some of those battles. But at the same time, let's go back. Let's use Penn State's running back recruiting as an example. I mean, there are guys there who could have went to other schools and maybe played sooner. But guess what? You have a medical condition for Journey Brown, an injury to Noah Cain, and all of a sudden, Devin Ford is on the field, and so are the two freshman running backs. Now, neither one of them recorded the carry against Ohio State, to the best of my memory, which I didn't really understand. But, you know, there's I just don't see guys picking Penn State because they think they can get on the field. There's a reason they can. It's because his veterans have not really played up to the expectation, and Penn State's not winning games because of it. So I don't think that's going to be a big feather in the Lions' cap moving forward.
Well, and it's not just Penn State. I think you can look around the country and see those are the issues. When you have, you know, Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, year after year, kind of a monopoly on the very best players. And these kids are used to succeeding. They think they are the best, and they're not afraid of that competition at those major schools. But, Greg, how much of a factor is it now that you have the escape net of the transfer portal? So if you're Justin Fields, who chose Georgia, thinking he's going to step right on the field as a freshman, as it turns out, he doesn't. Well, very easy. I just transfer and I find myself in a very good position at Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question, Jim, that there's more chances to find a way to play than ever before. You have the transfer portal. You have, obviously, guys who have opted, especially this year, you have guys who have opted out. You have guys who maybe get an extra year of eligibility next year and decide not to use it for any number of reasons in any number of classes. So, you're right. There is the chance to basically transfer your way onto the field. I mean, we've seen a lot of guys do that. And so I just think that it's in some ways it's easier to recruit right now than ever before. And in some ways it's much harder because you're dealing with all of these different, things. You can't have guys on campus. You can lose guys at the transfer portal. I mean, sometimes there's I think you can make the argument that it's easier to recruit right now than it ever has been, but it's also harder because you got to sell guys on things that they can't see in the middle of this pandemic, number one. And then number two, I think the other problem is that, for Penn State, they have not put a lot of good stuff on tape so far this year. So what are they selling recruits based on what they've done on the field? That'd be another good question for James Franklin. Maybe we'll get to ask him during his news conference today. But yeah, all told, Jim, the transfer portal definitely plays a role, no doubt.
It is. And by the way, I'm an advocate of it. I think kids shouldn't be stuck in a situation where they aren't going to get out to play. They should have every right to transfer. But as you said, this presents more of a challenge as the recruiter, the colleges, the schools have to be aware of that and be a little more careful on how they recruit. All right, that is it for quarter number two. Stick around in quarter number three. We get to your questions and we get to ask Greg.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forge-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forge-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forge-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The season is in full swing. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet and they cover up to $100 when you use code KSN during signup. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.